Especially our primary schools have over recent years exerted extensive pressure on local communities to raise funds from their meager resources to bridge the government's financial gap. This has resulted in primary schools with dilapidated infrastructure and classrooms made of mud walls and dirt floors, thus causing great danger and hygienic conditions to both pupils and teachers. This situation was witnessed in one of the schools in the year 2001, when the roofs of classrooms were blown and torn during a rainstorm, but fortunately, the kids were not in the school at the time. A new government was voted in Kenya in January 2003, and it introduced free and compulsory primary education system. And this saw an influx of new arrivals by the millions, young and old, thus aggravating an already overstretched education system. The sudden admission of such large numbers of new students without prior budgetary planning forced schools to accept more students than the facilities could accommodate, resulting in kids being forced to sit under trees while learning. According to UNESCO, 1.5 million kids joined primary school when the program was introduced in 2003. In its report entitled Challenges of Implementing Free Primary Education in Kenya, UNESCO notes, and I quote, "Primary school teachers are the only ones not joining in the celebration of free primary education, and they continue to complain of increased roles and responsibilities due to shortage of teachers." Whereas the internationally accepted teacher-pupil ratio is 1 to 45, in Kenya the minimum is 1 to 60. Moreover, the transition rate from elementary to high school is a pathetic 52%. That means that out of 514 kids who sat for grade 8 examinations in 2004, only 267,000 were admitted in grade 9, leaving 48% of kids without high school admission. Thousands of deserving kids with potential for higher education are unable to realize their dreams and ambitions due to such lack of financial resources. In its third fiscal year since taking office, the new government has allocated nearly $1.5 billion to the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology this year. This is nearly more than twice the amount of the next largest spending departments of ministries, with a priority of seeing through the success of free primary education. Thus, public expenditure on education averages 7% of the gross domestic product, and is a huge 23% of total government expenditure. This, to me, is extremely commendable, and as noted by the Minister for Education recently, we appreciate what we got, though it may not be sufficient to cover all our needs. Provision of adequate resources will enable the government to work towards achieving the UN's Education for All program, whose deadline is set for the year 2015. This was set in Dakar, Senegal, 2.5 years ago. Again, I'd like to put another UNESCO report that while many countries are on track to achieve the free education for all, many countries, however, are not going to make it, and some of them are actually lagging behind. This report is entitled Education for All Global Monitoring Report. Is the world on track or not? I have deliberately provided the above background and statistical information to sensitize the Lansing community, the Kenyans living around here, and other benefactors to the underlying issues affecting education in Kenya, and by extension, in sub-Saharan Africa. I am therefore fully supportive of this initiative and the partnership between Reach the Children, the Lansing community, and the Chulaembo community in Kenya to create a school-to-school program initiative in rural areas. I further note with satisfaction that the pilot project will provide not only physical infrastructures, but nutritional needs for the kids, instructional material, exchange of teachers and students, avenues of correspondence between the two communities, and possibly in future, establish support mechanism for orphans of HIV/AIDS families. In my short period that we have been here in Ithaca, I have noted that if I go to McDonald's and I spend some money on a hamburger and I have a cup of coffee on top, the amount that I spend on a hamburger and coffee will go a long way to provide the much needed materials to build the basic, very basic infrastructure. As a matter of fact, I was making some calculations. A cost of one hamburger and a cup of coffee will be able to buy two iron roofs to put on a classroom. And in the words of one of the principals of the communities, this support will provide an opportunity to produce persons of integrity, development, and with creative skills, children who are self-reliant and equipped with godly virtues and having excellent academic certificates. Finally, I wish to express my sincere thanks and gratitude to the Lansing community, to Cindy and Harold Vaness, to Chris Barrett, and all other founding members of PALS, and to all who have worked tirelessly for the realization of this noble educational initiative to provide opportunities to future African generations. I am a member of the advisory board of Reach the Children, so the project has my full blessings and full support. I therefore wish you well during tonight's fundraiser that has been dubbed Raise the Roof. I thank you all.